Thank you.
Already time. Drivers goes and puttas, total motion. Thank you, Rabbi Riafi. Today, the Avis himself, that shyest. Nothing like Tisha. The sweetest day in the universe. Tisha. Tisha. You know, somebody's angry. And he has to give his son a patch. And he tells his son, don't think I'm angry at you. It's not in me. I don't have that in me. It's not in me. I don't have it in me to hit. I had to do it. But that's not me. You know, Lamovis, David, Lachayshah Karalayla, says, the Abishta made the Yoyim. Lachayshah Kara doesn't want to say anything negative. I'm not there. There's a Tysus and Tynus, I think this. Dav Gimel, I think. He brings a medrash over there. He just does not put his name, stempel, on anything bad. It's not me. I have no shachas with it. It has to happen. There's certain rules of the world that cause and effect. This, you do things, certain things, God, you gotta pay for it. But the Avista has nothing, and the Avista is the boss. And he's constantly, his patience, the patience the Avista has. The patience the Avista has. The goodness, the patience, the goodness is no stop to it. Now when somebody, take a look, yeah, does not have patience with us, with everybody in China, do they believe in the Avista? And the food they get, with the chopsticks, and these people don't believe in nothing. India, there are people fressing the Avista's food, breathing the Abishta's air, having a blast. They believe in him. Halavai. Anybody want this stuff is gold. Mishara, if you see this, this is a special thing. You can get this out. I'm going to say it in a minute what I'm saying now. You're going to hear a story. One of my favorite Bubba Mises. This is an official Bubba Mises, by the way. Don't think it's true. It rather is. Can it be true? I'll soon tell you in a minute. But anyway, we gotta thank the Avishta big time. You know, we're dealing with, it's ridiculous. You know, we're dealing with, breathing doesn't mean anything. In my books, that's a big inyan, breathing. Being alive is a big inyan. I have friends who are not here anymore. Oh, the greatness of the Avishta is ridiculous, ridiculous. Now you gotta talk like this, because the Avishta hears when you say these type of things. Davis is so good. He likes it. And you gotta keep saying it. And if you say when things look bad, then your schar is gonna quadruple, because the Abish is tricking us. All bad stuff is a lie. There's not such bria as bad. What kind of baloney? What's about Shema Kazi somebody want to see this saver? It's just a ladder on the way to good. The bad part is just a stepping stone. There's not such thing as bad. It's ridiculous. Look at this delicious, beautiful world. He's unreal. Look at the animals. I just saw penguins I'm fascinated with penguin, a lion, a hyena. What he does, a cockroach. You know what a world's going on between those little bugs and the way they eat each other up and how everything with a cheshbon. Call him a chachma, sisa. Mala aretz kinyanecha. He's so lovely. Hashem is so delicious. He created, look, people have tivus, and they have a lot of fun, that tivus. They like that tivus. Guess where that tiva comes from? The Avishta created it. It's not your own. If you guys have a serious netfish, you all look half dead. Everybody looks half dead.
Half alive.
Half alive. You gotta be positive. You gotta get a big scarf coming today. A Tisha B'Av, everybody hear this? A Tisha B'Av, they want to hear Hagayin HaTzadik, me. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Well, that's one thing you got to admit to. You made an old guy happy. Because COVID is, you know, it's appreciated. I'm not going to deny that I like COVID. You understand? The difference between me and everyone else is, I'm the only guy who likes COVID. and admits to it. That's the only difference. Don't tell me you don't like COVID. You're crazy. You get up in the morning because there's some COVID waiting for you somewhere. You're hoping. Or else it's over. You made a good joke. That's kind of people laugh. That's COVID. Or your wife didn't scream at you. No, my wife is not part of that stuff. Whenever I say your wife, I better watch it. Someone got a hold of me recently. Said, Mandel, you're knocking the ladies. What kind of baloney? I'm just trying to be funny. Don't read me wrong. I hold from these ladies. I will say it. I said it once before. I'm going to say it again. The ladies, there is an, I was told by, I wanted to say it years back, but I wasn't sure. And until an Adam Gordel said, go for it. Adam Gordel from Marriage to Shalom said, you say that. You advertise that. All the sweet guys are rolling in one by one. There is a certain olam in the world that does low life stuff. There is a certain Rahman al-Islam addiction world where people have no control of what they're doing and they fall into the lowest of the lowest of the low. They are kamat not in the human. There's Rahman al-Islam, and every city has their share of them, and so does Lakewood. I happen to know the person in charge in Lakewood. And he told me all kinds, see them, Litvaks, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, everyone's in there. There's only one, men, women, only one sug that he doesn't have, one single person, and that is a Kailal wife. There's not one Kailal wife that's in that garbage, not one. Did you hear that? Not one. It doesn't make sense. There's hundreds. Not one. How could that be? Because they're pure as gold, those Kailal ladies. And so are the other ladies are plenty good too. Don't worry. They're all great ladies. No, I don't care what they're doing. Just this, there's that. You know what they're living with. What Goyim look like today. What people are human. They are total pure as gold. Noshim, Snus, Negalu, our ladies, all of them. They're going to bring Mashiach. Although, I want to tell you, when you say something good, you don't know the power of speech. I paskin like that, okay? I'm not a nobody. If an Ayin Hara kills people, 99% of the basic verse is dead people because of Ayin Hara, your opinion is a Matthias. It could kill, and it could give life. And it could bring Mashiach. Your opinion. I hold everyone's great. This Dorek Pasuk, Kuli Zakai. It's the third time I'm saying it in the last few days, and I'm going to sit on that. It's Kuli Zakai. I really believe it. It's Kuli Zakai. Okay, look. What's anyone doing wrong? These guys fighting a little bit, doing this. First of all, they're Nichshol and Hizzi. You know what the streets, you know what? Come on. There's no tie on nobody. Doesn't mean you have to run after a Vegas. I don't advise it because you may have to pay for that. Don't. And it's not the happy way to live. If you want to be happy, you do mitzvahs. It's much more profitable. It's much more geschmack. It's much more, do mitzvahs. Gan Eden, sit and learn. Or listen to B'tochen. Or read B'tochen weekly. Why do I have this? Oh, I gave you already. Anybody? You want to give some out if you want to. This is Meredith. The Baal B'tochen Weekly made it. I'll soon tell you the contents of it. But anyway, it's Nerdavoy. So if anybody does any, it's baloney. A guy gets angry, you never learned the Navardic. What do you want from the poor guy? How are you going to stop a guy? He's got that for 200 years. The Alta Zeta was even worse. And so many people there are a little messed up. Whatever the Holocaust survivors and then the son of that survivor and the son of this matzav, you can't tie it on nobody. First of all, watch out. I just saw Masil Sishonim. So if you're going to see good in other people, they're going to be Dan, you and Shemayim Legavzachus. You've got to go that way if you know what's good for you, because you're going to stand in Mechashman someday and they're going to see did you see good in everybody? You say, he never got into the Kutchim Chabura. He's out of it. This guy, he gives money, but we know the truth about him. Next. This guy, I you know what time he comes to Minyan? Keep out. No, this guy, if you're one of those, you're in danger. You better change your tune. You're dead. They're going to say the same thing about you. There's nobody that's perfect. Nobody. Look at a tinus. I wanted my Rebbetzin to see how many people here during a tinus. I'm so sorry. A piece of covet I could have just gotten. All right, Shane. We'll try to get it on the rebound. Some covet. I want my Rebbetzin to see. See how she's going up. I hope she takes a peek and sees how good I'm doing. My anecdote. Oh, yeah. I only mean it. I only mean the Shem Shemayim. I only mean it's all the Shem Shemayim. I want my wife to be feeling. It's all the Shem Shemayim. Everybody say, yeah. I'm a real, real professional tzaddik. I'm one of the best around. And I hold like that. You know, whenever anybody tells me nice things about myself, I never chaylik. You're going to be marma machaylik is b'Yisrael. I always agree. I also hold I'm great. In fact, I hold them even greater than what you say. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, we are so lucky to be in Hashem's beautiful world. And there's such good things going on out there. Ah, so delicious. When he makes it one day, we got to be sad. We messed up. They said, Mikdash, Tumah. So what does he do? Mayed, you can't say Tachnan. It's a din. It's not a Musa, they're trying to calm you down. To then, you can't say Tachlin today. What? Because it's Mayid. Yom Tov. Who was born today? Mashiach. The Yeshua is coming. And when you're Reb Nosson, there's a whole shmooze. Reb Nosson Bachfield, that's all about. Avelis means building. You're building the future. When you cry, Gomes Abel, Zechri. No such thing as getting messed up. It's just a Yerida L'Tzerech Aliyah. You're just on the way to get better. That's all it is. You did a sin. We'll do tshuva. You know, the tshuva in Navardic, I will tell you something about them. By them, tshuva's a joke. Yeah, I had talks with them for years. By them, tshuva is like, oh, you did tshuva. Harata, Aziva, Sachet, they don't, maybe they're into that, maybe they're not. I didn't hear that from them. You did tshuva, you said you're sorry. And bye, in 2 days you're going to be doing the same things. Right, now you're about tshuva. All your averus became mitzvahs. You know what that means? The black malach turned white. And instead of being a makatrik when you're nifta, he's going to be makatrik for you and say who knows what about you, mess you up. You know what he's going to do? He's going to stick up for you. He's a tzaddik. He created me. The bum of the world. You did such a nasty aveira. And he's a live malach. And since you did tshuva, he's just the opposite. He's your best friend. He's going to stick up. You know, it's not normal. Hashem's goodness is not normal. It's beyond. You can't understand it, how good he is. Now, I already passed in. First of all, I do want to tell you something, that I do these things. If you daven without kavana, you got a gold mine. Thank Hashem. I guarantee you, every tzaddik that was nifta already would love to come down for one tefillah, b'li kavana. You know how much schar you're going to get for davening without kavana? You have pain. That was a kavana. That pain is a gold mine. You have pain. And when you learned without kavana, you did this without that. This is gold. You don't chop. Every move you make is Gan Eden more and more and more, but you got to be told about it. You got to keep chazering your whole life. You go around like this. You be happy for all the mistakes you made. And you're doing tshuva in a varnik. Doing tshuva is a joke. You do tshuva, goodbye. Like, you're a tzaddik gomer. It's done. And by us, if you once did that, it'll never be the same. Evrosai shmura lanetzach. That's Esav. No, it's done. You did that once, goodbye. No. The relationship can never be the same. We're not. It's over. If you could have done such a thing to me, what are you being so serious for? You know what's wrong with Esav? He's too serious. Baruch Mashkiach once said something like that. Esav is too serious. Yishmael is a little better in that. Esav is serious. How could you do that? Don't be so serious. Chill out. That's why the Vatikans are so happy. Because they live with the Rabbein HaShalayla. They're swooning with pleasure. They learn Musar all the time. Someone embarrassed you, it's delicious. Oh, you got embarrassed. That's great. Anyway, the Tisha B'Av is a bracha. They can't be ma. He wants us to see. Well, why were the Kruvim hugging each other? Why did Rebbe Kiva laugh when they saw a fox coming out of Kedesh HaKadoshim? And they all agreed he was right for laughing, even though initially you're supposed to cry. So you do cry, but then you chapsa. Wait a minute. All this is, look, when Hitler yamach by what he did, you can't describe what he did. Shem Yerachim, there was nothing in history as bad as him. Hitler Yamach Shemai V'Zicharai, him and his chevra, what they did, their sheer cruelty. There were Germans and Goyim who hated him, not because they loved Jews, because they saw such achzorius, they couldn't, they said, if people could do that, I hate that guy, you know. Any human being, are you normal? What'd you do that for? They say the women were worse than the men, you know that? The SS ladies, what they would do to women, they tortured ladies. What they did to women, I'll tell you something. Have a day of Tisha B'Av, don't kill nobody. It's the best thing in the world. Be machnia. We sinned, and that's why we're in Gullus, and we gotta do tshuva. It's very healthy to be like that. I want to tell you a maisa. I'm speaking about SS ladies, I'll tell you a maisa. My shviga, Allah Shalom, she was in Auschwitz. Tzadikis. She should have a big name, Chusi Agalini. She never ate treif. A young Hungarian maidala. Tzadikis. Toba Bas. I forgot. Davis knows who I'm talking about. Anyway, my Schwieger told me a maisa. There was this nice fancy, German woman who used to beat up the girls like nobody's business. No rachmanis. And one day she changed. She suddenly became nice. And they did. What got into her? You know what they used to do? They used to take mothers. They used to kill children in front of mothers. Women who are mothers themselves, to do a thing like that, oh boy. There's a Madrega of Rishis. That's a German woman. German SS lady. It's unbelievable. Anyway. Sometimes they were good. Rarely. But there were good ones. I know Mises were good ones. I know Mises were German guys, let a guy go free. Oh, you have kids? I also do. Get out of the forest fast, because here they're looking for you. I know a guy, he told me the story. So, and my mother told me a Mises where she was in a school there, she had to go to a certain school there in Germany, and there was a geisha, and the headmaster of the school, they wanted him to arrest, report who's Jewish, and he said, no, sir. I don't go for that stuff. And they took him. They never saw him again. He didn't care. That's a German. Yeah, people are bechira. You could do whatever you want in this world. It's a free, you know, there were tzaddikim among everybody. There's all kinds everywhere. Anyway, but, so this lady suddenly became nice. She stopped beating up all the women. They found out that her house, you know, the Allies were bombing and they hit her house. And her husband and four children were killed. Soon as that happened, now you know what it feels like. Now you learned how to behave when you got a good smack. So she changed. Yesh Gerson, that the war was almost over, and she was scared she'll get in trouble for war crimes. Whatever. She said, when people have Yesurim, we started off our career with Yesurim. Kura Barzal. We start off in the chime. That's the healthiest thing. We suffered. So, when you suffer, you understand somebody else. You feel for people. You're not a piece of stone. So you suffer. It's a great day to thank Hashem. Oidcha Hashem ki anafta bi. And when people are thankful for suffering, I know a lot of cases, big Yeshuas. I gotta tell you, the way you deal with people, I wanna tell you, big Yeshuas. There's a certain gvir in Lakewood, he always gave me 1,000. Because the first time I met him, I was working on a certain thing. I love the guy. And suddenly, you don't say a word. Instead of comforting the guy, just say you love him. I came to him for money. And boom, that was love. It was over. Another guy once, he always ignored me. A guy, a nice guy, but he went that way, I went this way. And when I started thinking, you know, I love that guy. And suddenly he turns. He was going this way to Kel Shimshin. Turns, comes to me, and from that day on, he's always telling me his latest vetluch. I don't have time for the guy, because he has so much vetluch. But still, you think good, it's pile. I have a guy who was angry at me till Shemayim. And I started thinking, baloney. Nah. I have stories with him. Suddenly one day he calls me. I'm running after him. He's the Gvir, or whatever it is. And I say, Eibishter, I don't want that stuff. Let him come after me. Sure enough, the same day, he calls me up and he needs me for something. You know what power you have in your mind? Say to yourself, I love everybody. Say it. Why'd you become the most popular guy in the world? You don't have to say nothing to nobody. Just think, I love him. And don't be in a spoil. Something goes wrong. Just to think. Now I'm going to tell you a maisa. That's half of a fella. I printed this. Whoever didn't get one, you can still... Here it goes. You can give some out. Yeah, this is something that you got to remember. Okay, you ready? Here goes. My official Baba Maisa. So this is Baba Maisa. If you heard this already, maybe I'll say it again. It's a Tisha B'Av story, first class. Look. Getzel Meriva. And Moshe Kairach. Two great guys. They just didn't get along too well. Why? They had both had good reason. Getzel Meriva was raised with a certain shita. I don't want to say what type. Isms. We have our isms too. You know? There's types, you know, those and those. They daven this way, this nusach. They dress this way, that way. They have this color, that little shade. There's different types of people. Getzel Meriva was raised with a certain, we hold learning, or chesed, or diktuk ha-mitzvahs, or whatever it is. We hold, that's too frum. We got to do it like this. We hold, no, you got to be this type. And Getzel Meriva was a Baal Shita, and so was Moshe Kairach. Moshe Kairach, just like him. He had his presence because he was born to a different family that spoke to him. Kiptaran, kiptaran. He was born like Tisha B'Av. Have a full house. Look at these holy Jews. Whoever came here today, anyway, so they're both getting together and they're going to kill each other. Yeah, they were killing each other all their lives. That was the Malach. And they both died. And both were accomplished. Tamid Chachamim. Both did chesed. They had Torah Gdula B'Makom Echad. They were great people. They were married. They got tired of mention. And the Olam Haba for them was not normal. They were great. Until they did some research. You were busy fighting. No good. Because of you, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Finish Shas. Keep your Shas. You gave $1 million to Tzedakah. Keep your $1 million. You're busy fighting. You're so medactic to what you put on the show. Brush in the show. You had all these chumras. You're busy fighting. You're not worth a penny. You know, it would have been better if you're one of these guys that gets up late and doesn't learn, he starts davening who knows when. Does he daven? One of these lazy guys who doesn't support his family and his wife has aggravation from him. He's much better than you guys because he doesn't fight with anybody. We need more guys like Lazy Joe. The Lazy Joes will bring Mashiach. They're not such accomplished Talmud Chochem, such a tzaddik, such an Oyver Hashem. You got to watch his davening. But you don't fight. He likes him. Yeah, you're good. Oh, I like you too. He's not into that old stuff. He's much better than these guys put together. These guys are never causing the Churban. If Beis HaMikdash was not built in your time, it's a simon. Those guys, that's an assayin. Your shita's an assayin to distract you from the main reason you were born. Learn to get along. Tolerate people different. Especially your wife. That's a tall order. She's different. She's a lady. She's not such a big guy like you. Understand her a little bit. And ladies, your husband's a man, you know. They're different. People are different for a reason. To be tested. Are you going to get along with somebody that's so different than you? That's the test of every human. And Hashem purposely makes the other side look strange. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Do you see the way that guy makes Birkas HaTorah? He looks like... Did you ever go to school? Oh, no. That's what... Now, Rabbi said, I'm going to make fun of Yekis because I'm a half a Yeki. So I'm allowed to. Shabbat Chabonim, we call him, Las Alana was Tarasau. You ever hear that way they do it? Shamsul Hirsch pushed that in his oilam. The Yekis that he was in control of were Labdafka, that Mahalas, the Ow instead of an Oi. The real Yekis, Shira, Mahalas. Mishur, you ever hear those Yekis? Oh boy, they're funny. So I'm a half a Yeki, so I can make fun. So, by the way, I want to say something about them. If you're a Yeki, and you are making Birkas HaTorah, your Birkas HaTorah is worth more than everybody's put together. Because it sounds funny, and the only friend you have is the Yevishter. And you're L'Shem Shemayim. When you make Birkas HaTorah, you're an emes. I hold all those Yekis, I hold that at best. Or you want to call another type, as long as he's strange, and he doesn't feel that support to say the Birkas HaTorah like a real tzaddik, you know, like a real knows how to do it. They are the good guys on my list. I go with the emes. I learn Musa. Musa says, Rachman Aliba Bai, how much of the Abish is there? You're not getting covered. You're in fact a little embarrassed. They're going to call me a Yeki. I don't like that so much. Anyway. So, what I want to tell you, Rabbi Say. These two people came to the next world, and they both got the same sentence. Okay, Getzel Meriva and Moshe Kairach. You're going to go down again. What, again? If all the Torah and the Chesed and the Mitzvahs, you got to go again. You blew it because you had a Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam, you're dead. Go down again. You be more careful this time. But, of course, the Eibishter makes you forget that you were once here before. So they came down again. Now, this time, Getzel Meriva was put in a different... Getzel Meriva was not... He used to be in Shita Aleph. And Shita Aleph was his life. He was one of those with the uniform, all Shita Aleph guys, the way he davened and learned. They knew it. They were stolts. They're Shita. This time he's in Shita Beis. He was born in just the opposite Shita. The Shita that he hated, that he used to make fun of. Now he was born to be one of them. How's he going to deal with this one? Now, of course, he has the same tuna of thinking he's right, no matter what it is, and not understanding other people. That didn't change. So Shita Beis, they trade them Shita Beis. So he stolts about Shita Beis. That's right, she told him, he forgot the last time you were alive, you were one of those making fun of you. But you forgot that. It's your second time around, you're in the opposite. And the other guy also, what's his name, Moshe Kairach? Now he was once a Shita Beis, and he knew Shita Beis, oh, she told him, we got the right derech. Now, he's a Shita Aleph the next time he's alive. And he screams, Shita Beis, you kooks! I never saw such a Mishigayim in my life. You weren't forgot the last time you were alive. You were one of them. You forgot that, Babala. They don't tell you the secrets in Yenneveld why you're here. And they both start fighting all over again. And they're both in the garbage can making... And the Sultan is looking at them, and he's dancing, and he's laughing! Laughing, oh, you guys, I'm having so much fun with you. Would you cheat this? You cheat this? You have the derech, the right derech. And he's laughing at them. You're falling all over again. Sinas chinam. You blew it again. Start with a penny. So it would be better if you had no shita. You should have been one of those guys that gets up 12 o'clock every day. They don't fight with anybody. They don't go to the entirist. They're not so frum as you guys. And so eiskalten. Durch and durch. Should have been. So that's what happened. That's my story. My Baba Maisa. It's such a true Baba Maisa. The Chavetz Chaim says in the next world, you think this sheet and that day, well, we have to stick to our derech. Of course you do. You don't make away with that. Yeah, sheet is a sheet. You have to respect it tremendously. In fact, I'm trying to push the Vardik big time. Because you have to have a flag. That's my flag. Get lost. And be proud of it. And look down at others. But there's a respect for others too. You gotta know the balance, you know. You gotta somehow tolerate. Have you learned to tolerate people different than you or not? They're watching you. Do you tolerate people of those types? These types? Israelis, Americans, see them, Litvak, it's all baloney. Shtusim Babalim. What's going on inside? What's going on inside? Rachman Alibabai. Are you working on your mitos? To understand people different than nasty wife? Hashem purposely made her nasty. Because last time you couldn't tolerate. Now let's, maybe this time you learn how to tolerate your wife or a lady. Learn how to tolerate your husband. I know a lady, Rabbi Sai. She blew me over. She's 70. She's married to a guy who is nasty and she loves him. I know a man who's married to a witch. Boy, does he love that witch. I promise you. I know the men, ladies I'm not so familiar with, but I even dug up a lady like that. Now it's over. No complaints, ladies. This lady, she said she davened for years to get like that. She could be Mavaza Habarabim, she loves it. Oh, but you're Mavaza, that's fine. We don't mind that stuff. It can be done. I don't want to be Machayev of the whole world. Well, the ladies will stop listening to me. Well, the men will stop listening to you. Everybody's going to say, man, no, you're too much, too heavy. And you're right. I'm just giving you hasagas. You never know. I do have a program that I'm planning to do. Let me talk. I like talking. I think talking means a lot. Everybody's worried about how this fell in, that people died. Look, tshuva, I just want to introduce a concept. Tshuva is not a bear. Tshuva is the most exciting thing in the world is doing tshuva. I promise you, when I learn Musa, I learn only positive betochen. Once in a while, it's time for tshuva. Between betochen and tshuva, I think I sometimes enjoy tshuva even more. Tshuva is fascinating. First of all, you know how much pain a person goes through because his kinnah taiva covered. He's doing things that he shouldn't be doing, and it's by habit, and he can't help it, and that's him, that's the way I am. It hurts. It's painful walking around with your whole life, never really addressing, hey, let's get, you're still sinas chinam. Let's work on it. Now, you can't do things that are beyond you. I want to recommend an Avada Gemahalas for the whole world. Abish himself is watching what I'm saying here, and he has Nachas without a suffix. First of all, make the most exciting part of your life is Tshuva. Tshuva means coming back to Hashem. And Tshuva, what do? You sit down and you write down. I'll tell you what I do. I write down all the 2,000 things that I do wrong. I'm joking. It's not that much. It's 1,999. But I write down all the bad stuff that I do. And I write next to it, maybe we'll try this. Maybe we'll try that. And I just fill that up. I'm trying. And in Shemayim, that's a gold mine because it has a psychological effect on you also, by the way. You keep doing that. Things are going to start happening after a while. It has a subtle effect. You're addressing it. And you're facing it. Even the 5 minutes a day. So let's stick to the 5 minutes a day. Let's be Makabal, Tisha B'Av, 5 minutes a day. Believe now, till the next time we meet, to write down the tshuva. Now, the question is, which is the burning issue of all of them? You can't tackle them all. You got it in your mind. I have a guy. He's on my case. Tzadik Yengamad. He came through a terrible background. And his caste is, his wife is going to, oh, here. Oh, Tati's coming home. Kids, hide in the closet. Tati's coming home. Oh, yes, what did I do now? Okay. That's not my fault. You know, my father used to do it, my mother. They expect me to be different. It's not his fault. He comes in, yeah, I know it's not your fault. But we still can't deal with you. Yeah, you're not Lamaisa. And he goes, we get him. And he, well, you're also not so good. Yeah. So now we got a full force. A matching ring, two very intelligent people. I want to tell you, you say this is never, ever, ever, ever fight. Don't answer. You are right. Like the way I deal with Shaduch, with Shalomai's problem. Husband speaks to me half an hour on the phone, curses out his wife, and I say, you are right. Then the wife calls me up, half an hour on the phone, cursing her husband. I say, you are right. The guy who watched the show says, hey, Mandel, make up your mind. You are also right. I'm a very agreeable person. Don't fight with anybody. So the thing is, you write down Now, this is what they were doing in Vardik. They take it serious. Serious, Tshuva! You're going to come to the next world! You don't believe in it, huh? The next world, they're going to get you for every move you made. It's not a joke. Tshuva has to be part of the curriculum. Has to be real. Let's go, the Vardik. They did like the big businessmen. I did this with Reb Gershon. We were walking, it's called a bursa, a stock exchange. They watched, the Dalton from the Vardik was very practical, down to earth. Let's do tshuva. What are you taking a cup? Let's lemaisa. And he was very, said he used to walk back and forth for half an hour every day, discuss how's the cast coming along. How's your gaivet? Getting better? Ooh, good idea. Let's try something else. Let's try this. Come in Zaira Baisa. Look at this. Come all the way. Come, the sweetest guys in Lakewood are all coming to me. You want to give these out to some? Look at this. The whole dollar. Look at this. On Tisha B'Av, the whole Lakewood's visiting Mandel. Did you hear that? Put it on louder. Mine said they hear my greatness. Pretty soon they're going to have to push the table back. That's a signal that I'm really being bombarded. I'm such a great person over here. I would do if I'd be in touch with people. I would address your self-esteem very often. Sometimes not. Try Shas. It's not the end of the world. We'll help you. You know, let's get involved in your life. Try learning. Forget about this be the, you'll learn enough. The Kas. Yeah. We all watch you. But I'm not so big. When you walk in, everyone disappears. Now let's work. You look the way you carry yourself. But that's an insecurity. Okay. So now let's work at something else. I'll tell you another Zach. You know what happened in the Vardik? They did this every half a year. They took each other apart. There was Zerchet to Ruach HaKadosh one after another. There was Zerchet to Ruach HaKadosh. Get it ever noticed this. Macharim! In the Vardik had Ruach HaKadosh. You do this stuff, it works. You're serious about midas, about betachin. You don't have betachin. Learn musa. It's hard. I have a new sefer just came out. A lot of people around together. Yeshua Berev Yehye, it's a lot of these big companies. They have meetings and meetings. How do we get more money out of the customers? How do we get advertised better? Let's get ideas. Do it like business. The Alter Rebbe Vardik says the same thing. That's chametz could become matzah. We could be chametz, the same material. Corn can't be chametz. Corn can't be matzah. The flour, corn flour, right? Can't. It's not one of the meaning. That's so the same in choyl. People do that in the choyl. They get involved. We're going to build up a company that's going to make more money. We're going to sell a product that everyone's going to go where they sit and they harvest with dibuch habedim. Try this and try that. This is working, but it's not. Oh, you know what they write? There was once a place here in Lakewood. It was called Estadale. It was a place where they bought groceries. So the guy has a big sign over there. Any criticism, tell us. Any compliment, tell all your friends. That's the way you got to run your life. Now, we're not ready for criticism so fast. We have to know how to deal with that. We may have to sit there with five people around you. I did this once, right here. And we all decide, we feel you have this quality. Get moving on it. The qualities that you have, build yourself up. For us, that would probably be the number one thing to do. Because once you're involved in building yourself, you know what's sitting here? All over the world, Alan Sabat was once standing and talking to Rishon Shadron. And they're looking at, and not with Rishon Shadron tells the story, I believe. And he was talking to him, Isaac Sher, whoever it was. And he says, you see those people walking in the street? He said, that's a Lebedek of Beisak Varus. It's a Lebedek of Beisak Varus. See that man over there? He's a water carrier. He could have been a Mashkiach. You know how much talent he has? But I'm not the type. Boom, goodbye. You see that guy? He's a simple guy. Goes around collecting money. He is capable of becoming a Rosh Hashiva. But boom. And this guy over there is capable of being a great fundraiser. He's a tzaddik, yes. But he's going around looking at me. Said the Alter Rebbe Slobodka, I see a live Beis HaKvaros. The difference between that and the regular Beis HaKvaros is, the regular Beis HaKvaros, people buried him. And they put a matzeva on top of him. And this Beis HaKvaros, you buried yourself. And because you never became what you could have become, and you're walking around, who becomes what he has in him? I spent a lot of years with this stuff. I'm able to do about 1,000 times more than I was ever able to. I spent years. I was at Avad, where they said, you need this. That's why I put this out. I try to do this with my Olam. Everyone got to speak in public. It brings out people who don't speak in public. You speak in public, you're going to open up. You're going to find out who you really are. You don't even know yourself. But I'm not the type. You don't know yourself. You're squashed by hundreds of people and these things. Your mind is all day thinking of how great he is. And he is. And you're so orangutan, the greatness and the stories of Gedolim. What about a story about you? You're the Gedol. I'm telling you, it's Kedai. I tell us myself. Anyway. But that's what I would do if I would make my... Now I want to tell you, Yishayahu Hanavi said, Ami lo yisbeinan. By the way, don't listen to a word I just said. Not about the tshuva, and not about this building yourself. Just forget it. Why? I want that the Abish should see that this, I presented such a mahalach to the world. I realize that there are at least 500,000 people listening to me. This is one of my poor days, you know. I know the whole world is all ears to what Haraba Gain Butina Kadisha Mandel is saying on Tisha B'Av. So they're all tuned in on me. Men, women, and children, they stop everything they're doing. Oh, Mandel is speaking. I know that. So, therefore, I wanted to get out. At least it was heard somewhere. But in Olam HaMaisa, you never know. When you say something, remember Noach Weinberg used to talk all day about turn over the world. They thought he was out of his mind. I'm an Adria. Where a very big Talmud Chacham said, Reb Noach is a dreamer. Reb Noach Weinberg started the Kirov movement. He turned around the world. He opened one yeshiva, closed. Next yeshiva, closed. He went through the mill. He was depressed for a year. He had to go to America to make up debts. Everything he went. And he used to talk and talk and talk. Well, we're going to do like this and make them from like that. He got so much criticism. They thought he was a little interesting. So look, I'm not Reb Noach Weinberg, but every second that he was talking, I have dreams. Avis is paying back for those dreams. I encourage dreams. Nothing wrong. So the Ratzon Hashem, we'd like to do this. Maybe more people would like to do it. It's worth gold. Oh, but Olam HaMaisa, you're not ready to do it. Just ignore it. Define the way you are. Just forget it. You know, I say, Avodas Hashem, for the coming year, after Tisha B'Av, it's almost hello. You better start doing Juba. Appreciate who you are, as is condition. You know, a lot of people come up to me, Rabbi Mendel, you changed my life. I'm a different person. I don't want you to be a different person. I love you the way you are. I'm joking. But here's the truth. A person is happy the way he is. It's plenty good. Yeah, we're not ready to do everything overnight. Anyway, I just want to tell you one more thing. I'm Elias Bainon. Shai Navi said, Yada Shar Kenayu Hamar Evizbalov. I'm Elias Bainon. They didn't think. You see? Here comes the true story. Chas v'chalil, it should be a kitrik. Nobody meant any bad. But I know the guy it happened to. I know all the details. This guy met somebody who was not quite his rebbe, but he was on the staff in a maisa that he went to. And he went to visit him, to be nice to him, because he was busy. Whatever the situation was, I don't want to go into details. And this fellow, he's a Rosh Hashiva, had met this fellow's father, my friend's father. And my friend's father was oozing with simcha. He was a knack. And the guy, and he's talking to the son, and he tells the son, I met your father. Wow. Full of life and vitality. What a pleasure. And the guy came with his friend to see this Rosh Hashiva. And then the Rosh Hashiva ends off, it's a pity he never gave that to his son. Now, that's what he told my friend. How do you think my friend felt about it? And this guy doesn't chap b'chla what he's talking about. Because the reason why my friend is so depressive and so quiet is because he's been shadowed since he's a kid. Someone that's the son of a famous person, he's had a lot of trouble, you know that? You got to be done that all. Think it was easy? Look, Reb Shneur Kotel, I might as well say. He didn't want to be Rosh Hashiva. Think it was easy? Reb Aaron's That's why the Eibishter stuck up for Reb Shneur. And he was nifta exact same that Rabban was. You know, Reb Shalom Shorodom said it after Lubayah. They both were 17 years, so many months, so many days, exact to show there's a match going on. He was just like Rabban. Reb Shneur, okay, whatever. The main godless of Reb Shneur was the bizyanis he had to go through to be Rabban's son. There's a lot of people out there that are not quite, and the reason, and so you're gonna, why aren't you like your father? Why aren't you like your brother? Why aren't you like, you're killing the poor guy. I mean, like this, but you don't think into the guy before you say anything. Don't look at mentally, don't look down at yourself either. Lawyers, but no, you're not misbinding yourself. The Abishah does not want you to be that other guy. You know, kind of relate, family he comes from. You never had that. You're not expected to be like this guy. Don't even try. Hashem doesn't want it. You be you. This Bainan, think into people. Don't use it. Oh, do you see that big Rosh Hashiva with the big pace? He just got to see the Kedushin. They all hold from him. Oh, yes. He's one of the good guys. And here's a lady talking about her husband. My husband, they don't even give him a bracha under the chuppah. He's the big guy. You're not thinking. You don't even know why. You know why they gave that guy a bracha? See the condition, because he just lost his job. And he's all depressed. And the guy, the mechutin, had rachmanas on him. And he's almost, he just had a nervous breakdown 2 days ago. And he's hoping see the condition might pull him out of it. You know, people don't think. They got it all figured out. Yetzirah, I had this experience myself many times. I know certain people who are jealous. Bechlal, not only of me, they're jealous. Now, I don't know if I'm such a Mr. Popularity. Oh, the yard and ain't. Why not? But I could be private. I don't. When this guy's around, when he sees me, I remember I was once going to burn my summits. And suddenly, people are running over to me all over getting brokers like I'm a big river. And this guy, he's a hush of a person in town. And I see him looking at me. And I got the bell. So he thinks that's my matzah. That's my matzah only when he's standing there. Because the Eibishter wants to give him a good test. That's when he's there, that's what happens to me. I promise you, I see this all the time. Dafka, the guy that needs to work on his kinna, that's when these things happen to me, so he can have another thing to be jealous about in his life. I'm not the only guy on his long list of... He's sick with kinna. You gotta learn. Musa, you know what helped me a lot? When I went to Vadim, in the Vadig. You go to a Vad, and people open up. Here comes the guy I thought he owned the world. And there he comes up, and he tells his tzaras, my shver doesn't like me. Oh, boy. Everyone in town saying, the shver is a lucky guy. He's so happy. He got the best bach in yeshiva. You know, they're all talking. And here he comes in the vod. Everything comes out. The vodig and vodim are real. And he doesn't like me. We don't really get along. And my wife feels that her father's better than I am. Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't know that. Now, I saw things like this with my own eyes. You know what it does to you? It teaches you. You see? You cannot. Envy is ignorance. Imitation is suicide. You're in la-la land, bubby. You don't stop. Yetzahara is working overtime. Hashem amalek halal. Hashem is planting all these people to get you this. The shvig is not real. The shver is not real. Your wife is not real. You're not real. You're born to pass tests. So, Mietz Hashem, this will be the last Tisha B'Av and Gullus. You guys, I can't imagine. Now look, you could view your Tisha B'Av as the best Tisha B'Av you ever had. And you should. And you should be machshev it. If it didn't go good, the pain of not going good is worth more than 10 good Tisha B'Avs. Everything you do, you're a bilim. Your opinion of Klai Yisrael. If I said anything about Klai Yisrael now, I'm retracting. Klai Yisrael is officially on the good list. Every man, woman, and child. Klai Yisrael, Sadi Goma, my Elam Paskin. They are great. Look at them. You know what a likely guy is? You know, look at him. You know, he's a Hasidish. They're no jokes. These Sephardim, these delicious, holy people, these Bukharians, these most delicious sweeties all over the place, these Russians, Meisen Nefesh, and they're such good Midos. Every one of them. We all decided that Klal Yisrael is ready for the Gula Shleima. I want to tell you something. Even if nobody did tshuva, if everybody would have a good eye on each other, you know how many times they told me in Avardi that you could beat the bums? Achav's army. You know what they did in Achav's army? Everybody worshipped idols. In Achav's ten shvatim, there wasn't a mountaintop that didn't have an idol on top of it. And Achav wrote on the gates of Sherman, his capital city, he wrote it, Achav kafa b'lekei Yisrael. Isn't that beautiful? Choyte umachti esorabim lahachis. That's Achav. His army used to win all the wars. He was Melech Bekipa. He was a super powerful general. Shaul HaMelech's army? The frumiest frum. All the yeshiva guys. All the tzaddikim. His army, they had the real... I would definitely feel more comfortable in Shaul HaMelech's army. Except, they used to speak Lashon Hara. And they used to lose. Achav's army, they were good people. I got to tell you, it seems... They were good. They were nice. They were Achtus. You got Achtus. You won. The worst bums. We don't care. Now, you know how much power these things have? And Shaul HaMelech should lose. Tzaddikin. Lose their life. This guy was a real tzaddik and he's gone. Everyone's crying. The missing Achtus, Bubby. You blew it. So, all these things are very powerful. So, we're going to paskin. Everybody's great. And even if we're not perfect, the Abish has a lot of knockers from that. It's brought down Sfar Makdashim. You can do one mitzvah, it'll overweigh all the others. My favorite example is when I was standing to catch a bus in Yerushalayim many years ago, late at night, and nobody's coming. A car, a bus, boom, and I'm hitching. I don't know what to do. Did I hitch right? How do I go to the Israelis like this? Should I go like this? I got a white beard. No one sees me. No one knows me. Go like, they don't like the frumies. It's not working. So I say, hey, Mr. Dad, please get me a bus. I don't want to get home. It's late. Nothing. I said, oh, I'm going to have a betachim. I've been talking, getting a bus. And I'm the, if Mandel has betachim, Mandel knows he's the big Baal betachim. Nobody home. Nobody. Oh, I'll thank Hashem. There's another trick. Thank Hashem. Nothing happened. Finally, I says, hey, Bishta, how wonderful is Klal Yisrael? Boom, the bus was on the spot. I recommend that. You want to go play? Hashem loves such people. Say it all day as if make believe you're the man that holds Klal Yisrael. Yachin Shahasa Chuba, Michael Kol Olam Kulei, Rav Gershon Liebman used to say that all the time. One person, look at yourself like you own the world. Maybe you're talking to big. The more you hold from yourself, the better it is. Then you'll do much more. I think I kept you guys enough. Look, you guys are still sitting after an hour. I hope they heard that. Torah anytime. Did you hear what I just said now? Wait, give me the jack. Oh, he's made a tinus. When is the tinus over? Jack is waiting. When is it? By the way, somebody told me, somebody who's a bigger maven, I got two jacks over here. Give me the other jack. Two jacks. Oh, he came just in time. Jack is waiting. Listen, if you can't hold down for a jack, just look at it. That'll calm you down a little. Just look at Jack's face. Ah, now I know Jack is waiting for me. So now have a Jack Masali. Have a Jack Masali. That'll keep me going. But somebody this stuff, Town Branch, somebody told me, I have no idea. To me, it's all, I don't want to tell you where I'm really holding. It doesn't pass me to say, Dad, I'm not such a big drinker as I make believe I am. This thing here, Town Branch, I was told is real chashid. Kentucky whiskey, bourbon, single barrel reserve. Wow. So, Kentucky straight. I'm told that this is very chashid stuff. So, Miyat Hashem will drink L'chaim right as soon as the tinus is over. And we're going to be so happy. Ben Shalom, a Tisha B'Av, so delicious. We hope. Now, Paskin, this was a great Tisha B'Av. Whatever reason, mine, and everyone else too, but first comes you. Hold But I did this, Averis. He did nothing. You're a great guy. Talk about your Averis on Yom Kippur. If you want to join my Tshuva club, we may not want to address the Averis you're so worried about. You may have other stuff. It's not as bad. You know, Baal Shem HaKodesh says that Yetzara makes people worry about Averis that aren't so severe. You know that? He makes them worry about Averis that are not as severe as they're making them. You're blowing it up. You're blowing up those Averis. Laz up. Baal Shem HaKodesh, I heard Bishmoy. Now, it's true anyway. And it's, people blow up. The main problem is how you're going to respond to your mistake. The mistake you were pushed in. Amalek pushed you like Yehuda. Amalek pushed them to marry Tamar. But the Abishah was watching. How's he going to respond? He gave in. He was Maida Barabim. The way you're responding, you're going to fall into a mud pie. I'm a Russia. I'm no good. There's no hope. You're going to do that? Abishah, that's the real test. Not the Averis. You and I were all full of it. You'd be surprised what other people. A famous Mashgiach once said, people would know some things that go on in my head. I'd be fired right away. I don't believe him anyway. He's trying to make everyone feel good. But that's what he said. Whatever it is. People are human. People, I will tell you something that I don't want to elaborate on, but I did. Call Yamai Gadalti Ben HaChachamim. I was up front with big giants. And I will tell you that they were humans. They had a side to them that you would... They were diamond pictures. I'm talking about the biggest. From the last door. Chassidim, Levakis. I don't want to say the names. Maybe privately I might give one or two names. One who was depressed. Imagine, believe it? I know. They told me. It's shame. And the other one that was very insecure. And one that was very... They were humans. Don't turn yourself into like... We're all G'daylim right here. We Paskin. Everybody here is a God of Israel. And that's Gemara. Everybody's Nakim in Achet. Nobody ever sinned. Baloney. Shtus. Because according to our door, we're doing fine. The Hashem doesn't expect you to be a malice overnight. I think I got to go. Yeah, I have a whole Olam. I heard there's a few thousand people waiting for me. Few thousand people. They're all waiting all over the place. So everyone should be Zaycha the last. And Akshiva Machzima Taiva! Amen. Shafran Shel Tzadikim Gemunim! Amen. Thanks for listening.